It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan, WFAN.
Well, it is a good afternoon to you and how you be at 3:02 and 45 seconds to go right along with us Sunday afternoon on your Fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Paulie Rosenberg on the other side of the glass, and no, from the 888-808. 1019 on your Fan, New York City, and we'll take you on a 3.5 hour Sunday schmooze right up until Yankee baseball at 6:30. Lots to talk about with the Yankees and the Mets, but first and foremost, now going to be 7-1. The Metropolitans all over the San Diego Padres, going, as you know, and you just heard, for 5 in a row and 9 out of 11. Ever since Jorge Lopez threw that glove into the crowd, and that was the best throw he made that particular day, and ever since Thursday night, it was with the Yankees losing a game in the bottom of the ninth inning and the Metropolitans winning a game in the bottom of the ninth inning. It's been a turnaround. And what Lou Gower was saying, it is so you can include the Metropolitans now in any wild card discussion, that's for sure. But first and foremost, I do want to wish everyone a happy Father's Day. Personally, I'm the proud son of a grocer, and not a day goes by I don't think of my dad, my best friend, a man who knew right from wrong, and what he lacked in dollars and cents, he made up in common sense. His work ethic was contagious. No shortcuts taken by him. He left us in 2003, leaving me with memories, so I can say, when you hear me, you hear him. To all the dads out there, a happy Father's Day and a happy Dad's Day every single day of the year. We begin with a mystery. Always a lot of fun to begin with mysteries and with the suspense and the drama that goes with it. And we have maybe not only a mystery, but upcoming, possibly so, we'll find out soon enough, I'm sure, maybe a new conspiracy theory. Question, where is Aaron Rodgers? The man of no vaccine hasn't been seen. As you know, he didn't show, and he didn't tell why he was missing in action with the Jets holding their mandatory minicamp this week. The man wants no BS, no distractions, yet you wonder if he's working on another conspiracy theory, and you can never have enough of those. Too bad we haven't got Agatha Christie or Ray Bradbury or the Pink Panther working on this cold case? Is he on the Orient Express? Peter, Paul, and Mary want to know if he's in the land of Hanalei, puffing away with the magic dragon. Could he be meditating with the disciples of the Hare Krishna? Could be Aaron is trying to find his, how you say, spiritual self, wanting to know why he exists and soul-searching his spiritual self. And if he is, maybe it'll help his handing off to Breece Hall or going vertical with Garrett Wilson, or maybe helping him overcome turning 41 with everybody else around him coming up in their 20s and 30s. Maybe it'll help him overcome a year away because of that Achilles that had his 2023 season consist of four plays. Maybe we should worry less about Aaron Rodgers and worry more about Hassan Reddick, who wants more money before showing his upside with the New York Jets. In the meantime, we have Aaron Rodgers leaving the rest of us to wonder where and why.
This program is about unsolved mysteries. Whenever possible, the actual family members and police officials have participated in recreating the events. What you are about to see is not a news broadcast.
Where in the world is Aaron Rodgers now?
Where the hell is Aaron Rodgers at?
Aaron and I spoke before OTA started. He's been very good in communication. He's been here the entire time. It's inexcused, but he had an event that was very important to him.
So we can joke. We don't know if Aaron Rodgers is in a cave somewhere.
Previously on Lost.
I want to feel what pure love feels like. That was my intention. And I did. I really did.
Lost in space.
As far as Aaron, I mean, he's been in the league for a while. He's played at a very high level.
International man of mystery.
Why don't you Google, like, hey, cool things happening over the next 3 days. He might be there. I don't know what that might be.
Sala said that AR had something important that he had to attend, and, you know, that's our quarterback. If it's important to him, it's important to us.
Is he in the city or out on the coast? The way he disappears, he's just like a ghost.
I started deep on a journey where the ayahuasca is usually described as a grandmother spirit. And I met her and walked with her through past, present, and future lives.
The land of the lost.
I know these are bad times. It's not fun for you people.
You know, again, selfishly, I want all the guys here all the time, but when you get to these mandatory things, it's, you know, you make the best decision for yourself. And obviously, selfishly, want all of them here all the time, but he made a decision, and that's what he went with.
The press declares that missing persons may be the best new drama of the season.
He was injured all of last season. You would want him to be there, I would think, to get ready with his team for this season. Does this concern you at all?
Aaron and I are on the exact same page. There's no issue between Aaron or his teammates, for that matter. So, like I said, we addressed it yesterday. It's more of an issue for everyone outside the building than it is inside, and that's about it.
Join me next week for another edition of Unsolved Mysteries.
That experience paved the way for me to have the best season of my career.
I'm not going to make a stink. I'm not going to go to the newspapers. I will absolve anyone, everyone, of everything. I just want my boy back.
Where in the world is Aaron Rodgers now?
We are getting to know Aaron Rodgers, the person. We only really care about Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback. And I don't think we have to worry, as I kind of alluded to before, I don't think we have to worry too much about him being ready to go come September. And my prediction is he will be around for longer than four snaps. Although you do have to remember he's 41, going to be 41. And a lot of young, fast and powerful and strong and quick and speedy people are going to be around him offensively. And we're not talking about Lazard, and we're talking about defenses in the NFL that will be going after him. Will Aaron Rodgers be as elusive as he had been in his prime? Probably not. And even his last year in Green Bay wasn't so terrific, but he does give the Jetropolitans some hope that they can make the postseason, and maybe, even though in a tough division with a lot of good quarterbacks and good teams, can the Jets get to the top spot in the AFC Eastern Division with an Aaron Rodgers who can stay healthy and with some of the potential turning into performance? The Jets ought to be and should be and will be, it says so right here, a much better team than we have seen. But we have to remember, they are the Jets. That is for sure. Of course, here we are in June, wondering if any of the New York baseball teams will end the month of June in any kind of a swoon. How ironic, as I alluded to before, was this on Thursday night. The Yankees losing in the bottom of the ninth inning and the Metropolitans winning in the bottom of the ninth inning. So far, with the season seen, you may think of buying Yankee tickets and selling players now with the New York Metropolitans. Oh, but wait a minute. Is this a monologue typo? That may have been what you just heard. The Metropolitans are in the process of sweeping San Diego. They're in the process of winning five in a row. And what was it on Thursday? Again, the key to a turnaround with what we saw with the Mets and the Yankees. And again, with the Jorge Lopez, when he threw that glove into the stands, he was cut, of course, the very next day. The Metropolitans held that team meeting, and they have been on fire ever since. And let's not forget about J.D. Martinez, who is yet to do something today, rare. However, everybody else has picked it up, and the Metropolitans lead 7-1. We're in the fifth inning, and the Padres are trying to get themselves back into the baseball game. They have a couple of guys on, but the Mets at the moment lead by that score of 7-1. So far, the Yankees are closer to heaven, and overall, the Metropolitans closer to a living hell. We have been through that this year, although we have seen the Metropolitans win a few games over some teams that have won only a few games. And you hated Miami leaving town, and you're not going to be happy if San Diego is going to be leaving town after losing not only the series, but being swept. Edwin Diaz, we all know he has the stuff, but he needs to regain that confidence, much like Metropolitan fans need to regain confidence in Edwin Diaz, his save on Friday night notwithstanding. The New York Yankees, how strong are they? How rare is it they lose a game? The Yankees have Aaron Judge and Soto and Volpe and Stanton and Verdugo, only I could say that. But Verdugo, of course, with the vengeance and the home run on the first pitch he saw against his old team. Well, the Mets, they have a number of well-known players, but not as well-known as they could be. Alonso with that three-run home run in the first inning today, a good sign. Lindor, a home run in the first inning today, a very good sign. Nimmo has got himself a hit. McNeil needs to come around, and you hate to see batting averages either below or slightly above the Mendoza line, especially when your manager is Mendoza. And we have learned what the JD stands for in Martinez. Just deliver, and he does. The Yankees, you are expecting them to reach the World Series. Right now, you're certainly expecting that. The Metropolitans, you are wondering if they can reach the third wild card. And right now, Yes, you can believe and you can hope the Metropolitans can build on the winning of this four in a row. They're on the way to five in a row on 9 of 11, and they are 10-4 going into this game being played right now since Jorge Lopez threw that better pitch with his glove than any baseball. Do the Metropolitans have a chance at the third wild card? Well, of course they do. The rest of the National League, with only four teams above 500, make you wonder what the Metropolitans will do at the end of July. Buy, sell, or promote from within. We have seen with Vientos and Torrens and Iglesias and Nunez from the bullpen yesterday, the two scoreless, and he has looked very good coming out of the bullpen. And right now, the Metropolitans have 93 games to get closer to St. Louis, with Cincinnati, Arizona, San Francisco, Pittsburgh, Washington, and the Cubs providing the competition. You could throw in a partridge in a pear tree. It's like half the National League. What is it? So if you're a Metropolitan fan, you hope and you pray. By the way, if you are Ohtani's former interpreter, you are betting more on the Yankees reaching the Fall Classic than the Metropolitans reaching October without looking forward to Halloween. But again, with a little bit of prayer and some hope, the Metropolitans will be as competitive as we have seen them the last couple of weeks. And we have right now the Yankees giving you hits and runs. The Mets overall this season were giving their fans the runs with the phlegm and the mucus and the mushroom barley soup. So many games they had but then didn't. And coming up too many times this year, with the Metropolitans disappointing and some of the losses they have experienced, but 93 games to go for the New York Metropolitans, more than enough time to get themselves in position for an October with baseball. So the Metropolitans right now are giving you that hope and giving you that belief. A word or two about the NBA Finals going on. And I just have to get this off the chest. And maybe you are going to feel the same way about Luka Doncic. He is a wonderful player. There's no question about that. He's a superstar. And he did not foul out of game number four, but the Celtics were just foul in that game, no doubt waiting to go home to win in front of their own fans, now up 3-1, as you know. Once the season is over, we think Luka should join the Seaver family, Joe Montana, and Nolan Arenado, and other notables, and buy a winery. Luka now moves up to number one in the all-whining power rankings. Luka, a great player, a superstar, make no mistake, we all know that. But he thinks he could be greater were it not for the referees who won't give him the call every time he touches the rock, or worse, when he tries to do something he cannot do, like play defense. Because he cannot move his feet, because he can't move side to side, he's going to foul you. But instead of raising one arm to show accountability for the foul, he raises both arms with that scowl protesting the call. And yes, that was the correct call in Game 3 when Luka fouled out. But yes, it should not have been called, not with about 4:13 to play and the Mavericks coming back. If there is one thing you can say about those who play in the NBA, it's just about everybody feels the call. It's on you, not me, or a non-call altogether. But Luca is your number one all-time winer, and if he someday owns a winery, he can reflect on all those sour grapes, making that him that he is with the NBA's number one victim. I mean, just complains. He's kvetching, bitching, moaning, groaning with the scowl on the face. And he just get back and play some, or try to play some defense. He will spend a few seconds trying to argue with the referee. Meanwhile, the rest of his team is moving down court. And it's like 5 versus 4. Where are you, Luca? Get away from the official. The foul was called. That's the end of it. No foul was called. You're not getting any free throws. And the bottom line is all he does is complain, the number one whiner that he is. And, of course, the good news with this series to be, the Mavericks lose with Luka and Kyrie Irving. Ooh, what a shame. The good news is the Mavericks are going to lose with Luka and Kyrie Irving. The bad news, Boston is going to win another NBA title.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.